I would like to invite, and I know they're very shy, Patricia Jackson and Yolanda Cavalier up to the podium. So these have been our rocks to the conference. They've been working 24/7. You're not allowed to do that as a government employee. Behind the scenes, taking care of all the little details of what needs to be done to make conferences successful. So I have to say all of us on the steering committee, the co-chairs, have been incredibly indebted to you guys for the work that you've done. So we want to thank you very much. Next, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Lewis so he can make some remarks about IUSD, and then I will have some quick wrap-up remarks.
Thank you very much, Gail. So first of all, thank you, everyone, for coming, participating, and contributing to the meeting. It's been a great meeting. We certainly, from World IUSD, have enjoyed coming here to hear all about the domestic good work that's being done, and also to lay some challenges at your feet for the next few years. We have certificates we would like to give, certificates of appreciation for promoting international cooperation in the fight against STIs from IUSD. I saw Charlotte was just running out as I was giving my last question earlier, so unfortunately I don't think we're going to be able to give this to her directly now, but Charlotte gave us our regional director. We have one certificate for her. The next person I want to say thank you to, Charlotte also was the scholarship chair, as I mentioned in the opening ceremony, so she did a lot of work to get our Latin American colleagues and scholars from elsewhere in the world to this meeting. Patricia Garcia worked very much with Charlotte, has done amazing work in Latin America with IUSD, building a team, and it's a team that really works well together. Patricia, come up. We have an award for you. Then I would like to say a big thank you to Lynn Barclay. We got to know each other very well this last year. My inbox is going to be very lonely now, I think, going ahead for the next few months. So Lynn, it's been tremendous, all the help that you've given us, and it's not just me, but also other members of the team from all over the world have been asking about coming over, where they should be staying, all the logistics that you don't really appreciate when you come to this meeting, how much work has gone into putting this whole thing together. So Lynn, we also have a certificate for you to take back to ASHA offices. And last, but I think no means least, is a big thanks to Gail Bolan, who was head of the steering committee. You know, Gail has a very busy job. Those of you who know Gail, she's always doing something or other, and hardly sleeps at all this last 6 months for this conference. So, Gail, it's been tremendous working with you from the IUSD perspective. I think, she said you took over the baby or over the pregnancy or whatever it was, yeah. And we took it forward to fruition, and I think you can see what a great meeting it's been. We've had lots of positive comments, so have you. I think people have enjoyed the slight international flavor to add to the domestic broth. And so, Gail, we have the same for you, another certificate of appreciation. Thanks. Now, it's customary at our IOSD meetings to have one silver medal presented. These are very prestigious. They're not given out very often. IOSD silver medal for promoting international cooperation in the fight against STIs. And Sevgi Arau has been the person who put this whole program together in her mind way before we could understand it. Subsequently, she worked with many people, and there was some excellent support she got from her team leaders. But the vision very much was Sevgi's, and we would like to honor her with the award of an USTI silver medal.
Thank you to IUSTI, a huge big thank you. If David Lewis is your co-chair, you can do anything, trust me. If you get offered the chance, say yes. Thank you very much.
I was told not to say anything bad as well by Sevgi, so I've tried my best. So Sevgi, well done, and thank you for all the many years, because it's been a long time you've been supporting USTI through executive committee work and also as a senior counsellor now on the panel. Although you're very young in terms of all the things that you do, so we call you perhaps a younger counsellor. And I also want to give my special thanks to Yolanda and Patricia, because particularly I think with Yolanda I've worked very closely, sorting out programs, sorting out various logistic issues, and Patricia more lately as well. So I had the pleasure to meet them at the World Bank event, which was on the Saturday, and we've already applauded them, but just a big thanks from IUSTI for all your support and making things so much easier for us. So I think, you know, this conference has been a chance to celebrate success and focus on the challenges we still face. And I wonder how sexual health in America is going to be 100 years from now. We'll not be around, any of us probably, to see it unless there's some miracle. But I would hope that the world will be a much better place if we can make as much progress in the next 100 years as we have in this one. So congratulations again to Asha for your 100th birthday. So I'm just going to whiz through some advertisements I've been asked to give. The first one is the ISS TDR Joint World USTI meeting next year in September in Brisbane. It's being chaired by Basil Donovan, from the president of the ISS TDR, and it'll be a Joint World USTI meeting. So that's me. This is the 21st and the 16th. Someone said earlier, please don't keep putting your pictures up. So I'm sorry it's there, but they were given to me by the conference organisers in Australia. But I do want to say that we have the ever capable Dr. Jeffrey Klausner as a co-chair of the scientific committee, and I think many of you know him. You know that he likes to challenge, and he likes to do things in different ways, and I think it's going to be an exciting program. He's working very closely with Nicola Lowe, who also has a reputation for wanting to get to the bottom of what the real issues are. And I think that the aim is to try and push forward a lot of young scientists at that meeting. There's going to be an Asia-Pacific flavor. So we would very much welcome you. I know it's a long way from the U.S., but we want to make it worthwhile for you when you come with the science. It will be a fantastic meeting. It's in Brisbane. In Marrakesh in 2016, Morocco, again a World USTI meeting. It's going to be another great place to come. And as I said before, if you like shopping, definitely the place to go. Rio de Janeiro 2017, it'll be back with the ISS TDR and World USTI meeting. This program's just starting to be put together. The website's already up. I encourage you to start thinking about booking your trip to Ipanema Beach. And then just this year, there's some regional meetings. So USTI also has regions, the five regions I mentioned, and some of them are very active with their conferences, particularly Europe. And so there's a meeting in Malta this September, followed straight afterwards by also in September this meeting over in Croatia, being run by Misha Skerlev. So I'd like to give you those invitations. And finally, in November this year, we have the WSTI Asia Pacific Conference to be held in Bangkok, and we're anticipating the coup will have all disappeared by then, but apparently it's very calm just now, now the military are over, so don't be worried about that. You should come. It's a great place for an STI conference. You can't go wrong in Bangkok. So that's it. I finally would just say, please, if you've enjoyed the USD flavor and you think that it might be something you might want to get involved in and learn a bit more about what's going on globally and contribute to the mission that we have to support WHO and to fight against STIs, please do join up. The website's there.
Thank you, David. So in addition to our conference coordinators and assistant conference coordinators, I think every single person in the Division of STD Prevention at CDC has a thumbprint on this conference. We had days when it was like, oops, tomorrow can you review the abstract book and get us any comments by 8 a.m.? We had people stuffing bags. We had people say, ask me. People were asked, can you do this today and this tomorrow? So I am so thankful for the great staff in the division. And what I've learned from the international flavors, we got to get more pictures together. So next time I hope we have a division picture that we can show. The other special thanks I want to make that hasn't really been mentioned yet at this conference is to our rapporteurs. That is probably the hardest job to do when you come to these conferences. It's something that we say, maybe we shouldn't do. But we constantly hear that people say there's so much information, we'd just like to have someone tell us what were the really interesting things that I either didn't get to or I should be thinking about more when I leave. So I really want to thank Marion Carter, Matthew Hogman, Elizabeth Taroni, and Raj Patel for taking the time and the thinking to get us to have a nice summary at the end of this conference. So thank you, guys. I don't know if they're... And I always believe that the conferences are always as good as their participants. And it's hard to believe 1,400 people registered for this conference based on the number of badges that did not, people did not show up for their badges. We know we had over 1,300 people attending this conference, which I think is, at least for us in the United States, is the largest STDI conference we've ever had in Atlanta. So I think that is very exciting. There were a number, there's probably a million things I could list here of things that I consider new firsts for the STD Prevention Conference. First of all, this is the first time that we've published the abstract, so they're searchable online. I know we probably had some challenges logistically with our posters being in such separate locations, but we had so many ones to put up that were excellent. We decided to have two venues as opposed to rejecting more posters. Not only are they published in the Journal of STD, which we appreciate ASHA's work with, but they're also being published in the Brazilian STI Journal, both, I believe, in Portuguese and in Spanish. So this is very exciting. We also, I guess, don't know how to do it still, but I guess there was social media going on while the conference was going on. And lastly, or second to last, is I think the thing that was so successful about this conference is this theme of collaboration. I don't think we can still have our isolated domestic conferences. I think I've heard from many of you that they felt that this was so successful by bringing diverse people together, bringing new ideas to the table. People have said it was even good having some of our plenary speakers have no background in STD who think differently that can help us think better. So I think this is really an exciting time, and I hope we're going to be able to do it in the future. We even had our lawyers sign agreements, so I think there's going to be possibilities. They've worked out the kinks that we will be able to repeat this, at least for North America. We've had commitment from Massimo and Paho and Tom Wong at the Public Health Agency of Canada to do a collaborative conference with CDC in 2016. We also know that North America IUSD would like to participate, and we're hearing even Canada is thinking about developing another affiliate IUSD chapter. And then lastly, as you've heard, we really need to thank Dr. Aral for her vision, as always, her drive. She certainly keeps us busy. But I have heard that the new scientific structure that blends sort of the disciplines getting together, but also taking the more program science approach of putting different disciplines together and looking at issues from a population perspective. So if you notice, we didn't have a lot of epi tracks or, you know, social scientist tracks or laboratory tracks. We really tried to bring it all together so that when we can go home, we can look at this in a systematic, multidisciplinary way and try to have more impact in the area that we're working. You've heard about all the people that were involved in sponsoring this conference. Again, we can't thank Lynn Barkley enough for the work that she did behind the scenes. Again, she was sort of our outside problem-solving logistics fire drill chief. Again, Bradley Stoner, I think he has been happy to turn the reins over to Dr. Reitmeier, president of the ASTDA. This was clearly a learning, growing, new experience. ASTDA was the fiscal fiduciary of this conference. That is a huge responsibility, especially when you didn't start out with a known budget. So he should be recognized for his diplomacy and a lot of his ability to deal with sort of crisis management and conflict resolution. We also had Bill Smith from the National Coalition of STD Directors. Most of our members, and there's a large number of them that were here to attend the conference. He is the executive director of their organization. They are obviously an important group doing important STD prevention work in the United States. They are even big troopers because they are staying on for meeting this afternoon and tomorrow to discuss our new APPS grant. So try to refresh in the brief break you get before we move on to our next meeting for the next 2 days. Again, Tom Wong sends his thanks and regards from Public Health Agency Canada and felt that this was an exciting meeting for his group. Patty Garcia as well. Certainly I want to thank you, Patty, and for the work that you did. And I know David and I tried to divide up our thank yous. And then again, Massimo, who I, you know, sort of didn't see his picture in the opening, was very excited about the conference. And they came late to the steering committee because of the lawyer agreement or disagreements. And he had mentioned to me as he was going to the airport that he's so excited and sees how much more PAHO could have contributed. They contributed a lot, but if they get started earlier in the process, so we are very excited by that. So with that, I hope everyone can go home and refresh. I want to thank everyone again coming from far and wide. I hope you found a conference that has enlightened, challenged, and inspired you. And we hope the networking reunited colleagues and foster new collaborations. So again, I also want to end by saying, David, as my co-chair, this conference would not have happened without David, and I have the same response that other people have said. If you need a partner, he's the one. His patience with us, him coming back and saying, well, I used to have a little concern here, Gail. We had to listen. I think ended up in a great collaborative effort, which I think is not just important to collaborate for conferences. It's important to collaborate in the work that we do. I mean, this is a global problem. So I have a little CDC gift for you to take home that I hope you will enjoy, and I can't thank you enough.
Thank you.
Okay.